الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
You are free to join the construction crusade or jihad sazendegi and help your countrymen. Anything that is involved with the growth of man, the growth of the sisters, brothers, and these dear children is free for you. The witch is not free. Indeed, which Islam prevents is gambling, which corrupts the nation, drinking, which corrupts the nation, and all types of obscenities which were made available during the time of that criminal Shah. Islam forbids such things. September 30th, 1979.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are with another program of Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. And I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islamic Revolution. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that the uprising of you Iranian youth, the uprising of you Iranian nation, which was a divine uprising and a divine movement, revived the Quran and Islam. In this part of his speech, he's talking to the Iranian nation and he's talking to the Iranian youth, but obviously he's giving a message to the whole world, to the whole Muslim ummah, that know that this Iranian youth who raised against the system of the kingdom of Pahlavi, this uprising was for a divine cause. And why Imam is calling this to be a divine uprising or a divine movement, it is because it is connected to a divine entity. It is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is connected to the Quran and the Islam. This uprising, this movement was to revive the Quran. This uprising and this movement was to revive the Islam in its true meaning. And that's what the Iranian nation strive for. That's why they have this movement.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Since the Quran is a divine, Islam is divine, Allah is divine, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his personality is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is divine. Therefore, anything that we do in this path will become divine. And this uprising and this movement which this nation has shown, which the youth, the Iranian youth have shown at that time, it became divine because it was to revive the Quran, and it has revived the Quran and it has revived the Islam. We can see a peaceful life within Iran. People have peaceful life even in the midnight. If a lady or a child walks in the street, they are feeling peaceful. They do not fear of anything. And this peace is because of Islam. This peace is because of the Quran. And this revolution has revived the Quranic rules to be applied in this state, in this country, so that it can become a role model for the rest of the Muslim countries or Muslim states.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.